What's up, weirdos? I'm Chris Weir, and this is The Chris Weir Experience. And welcome to another episode of Chris Weir Answers. And today, I answer the question, is corporate profits really that bad? So I've made a decision on the Chris Weir Answers to make these, try to make these a little bit shorter videos, very quick, to the point. And I'm really challenging myself this first week of doing that by taking on the question, is corporate profits really that bad? This is something that I've been pretty passionate about my entire career. So I'm going to do my best to keep this one as short as possible. But it's going to run a little bit longer than what I would normally do on Chris Weir Answers. Let's first start with what the definition of business is. Business is a person's regular occupation, profession, or trade. It's the practice of making one's living by engaging in commerce. It's trade considered in terms of its volume or profitability. To make a profit is literally in the definition of business. Now, so many people today are talking about business ethics, social responsibility, and sustainability, and all these different sidebarred items. And while those pillars have been around for a long time, there's always been the issues of ethics and social responsibility and sustainability to degrees. The expectations from the buying public within each of those pillars changes as society evolves. They, in other words, are trends. And the foundation of a business cannot be built on trends. Foundations can't move. I can change the siding of a house. I can even change the roof of a house. But I can't change the foundation of the house. It's the same thing for business. So when you hear people talking about the foundations of business should be good ethics and social responsibility and sustainability and all these different things, A business shouldn't ignore those things because they are important to the buying public. And look, you want to ignore that stuff, it's to your own demise because the buying public is not going to look upon you in positive terms if you're not doing what their expectations are. Same thing for employees. Employees won't work for you if you're not holding the standards and the expectations that they have of businesses within society as a whole. So we have to pay attention to those. But the foundation for which a business operates cannot move just because some scholar or academic person out there in some university who's never owned a business before says that the most important thing that you should do is pay attention to your responsibilities on a social level or whatever the case is. There's a college textbook that's out there right now that says that the idea that a business is built to make a profit is indoctrination. That's the word that they literally use, that it was indoctrination. But you know what these people forget, like this person who wrote this textbook and all these other people that are yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs that profit's such a bad thing. They forget sometimes that profits, that's what keeps people employed. That's what pushes the innovation of our products and our services. That's where we get in, that's where we're able to innovate our products and services. Quite frankly, it's how we even are able to pay taxes to the government to be able to support various things. It's how we donate to organizations, and it funds initiatives like sustainability. But I assure you, if the buying public loses interest one day in the concept of sustainability, or they change their focus on what sustainability should be or what they think it should be, I guarantee you corporations will change with that. What they're doing today, even the corporations that are the loudest about sustainability being so important, if the buying public changes their opinion, if their clientele, whoever that might be, changes their expectations of the corporation, which has happened many, many, many times through the generations, when that changes, the corporation will change along with it. It all comes down to the reason that these organizations are pushing sustainability, the reason they're pushing social responsibility again, is because it is expected of them. Yes, it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. Having business ethics is very, very important. I'm not trying to demean the importance of any of these things. But what I'm saying is the reason that businesses do that is so that they can be profitable because the buying public expects it, which is a responsibility for you and me as consumers. It's also our responsibility as business owners to make sure that we're listening to each other and that we are meeting those expectations that society has placed on us in such a way. Yes, there's pushing the envelope. Yes, there's challenging societal norms. That's all on the fringe. I get it. But on a normal, the majority of the topics, we do have to, as business owners, we have to listen. But we can't make those the foundation of our business. And we can't keep allowing academics and scholars and people who've never even owned a business before, politicians, for the love of God, all of these people who've never run a business, never owned their own company, haven't, probably can't even spell entrepreneurship. We have got to stop allowing them to dictate what we're supposed to be doing as business owners, because what they're saying and what they're preaching is not what is going to create success for a business. If the business doesn't have profits, it dies. So it really doesn't matter your efforts in social responsibility. It doesn't matter your efforts in sustainability. If your business closes, then you can't do anything. Then you can't promote any cause. You can't help anyone. Without profit, what's the point in the business? Hope that helps somebody. I'll see you on the next Chris Weir Answers.